You start?
Yeah. So, my name is Tara, obviously. So, can you introduce yourself?
My name is Tom Bordenero. I'm Tara's granddad.
The location is at my house. The date is the
23rd, I think.
Yeah, the 23rd, I'm pretty sure. November 23rd, 2017. So I'm going to start with the first question, which is, describe your marriage proposal.
It was kind of a mutual agreement. We just decided that we wanted to be together, and we said, well, let's get married. I bought a ring, and we set a date and everything and talked to our parents, and that's how it was.
That's very thoughtful. Okay. Where did you grow up?
In Cleveland.
Did your family live there? That like old family?
Most of my family lived in Cleveland, yes.
How would you like people to remember you?
Well, that I was a pretty nice guy.
Why? Why do you want people to remember you as that?
Why do I want them to remember me as a nice guy?
Yeah.
Because it's so they'll have nicer memories of me and not, gee, I'm glad that guy ain't here no more. I don't want to think that.
Who has been the kindest to you?
Who's been the kindest to me? Mm-hmm. Oh, well, there's quite a list. My sister, my older sister, she's passed away now many years ago. But I think we hit it off better than any of my siblings or my parents.
Is there anybody else?
My daughter, me and her, we get along real good. I get along real good with Tara's mom. She's my daughter, my only daughter. Mm-hmm. And I really love her, and I'm glad that we're together.
Anyone that has been the kindest to you that isn't like family or like related?
That's been kindest to me?
Mm-hmm.
That isn't a family member.
Like a friend. Good friend.
Well, I did have a friend. I don't see him anymore. His name is Joe Rini. But he was always a good friend.
Did you have a nickname as a kid? If so, what was it?
Moose.
Why?
I was bigger than most of the kids at that time.
That's funny. What's one of your favorite memories as a kid, or just a favorite memory in general?
Oh, gee, there's so many. I mean,
that's like the person who goes to McDonald's and gets a diet coke.
I always like Christmas time. Our family really got into Christmas. We had parties and stuff, and I remember a lot of that. Individual times, going to the first time I went to a football game, a Browns football game.
Have you ever been to like vacation places where you'll always remember something you did with your mom?
Oh. We went to Niagara Falls one time, and we had a good time there. That's quite a long time ago. I remember because we got there the day a guy went over the falls in a barrel.
Okay. What's an important lesson you've learned, like as a kid?
Well, to be honest with people, I really think that you should be honest. That you try to be honest with people and don't lie and don't try to be something you're not. That's what I think.
Have you, like, not been honest at times and you've had to have a lesson that, like, taught you to, like, be kind? And,
I don't follow that. Say that.
Like, how do I say this? Have you done something, like, not been honest, and that's what made you think to learn the lesson that you have to be honest?
Yeah, I can't think of any particular moment, but there's always times that you wish you had been honest with the other person and not had to pretend you or, you know, or told a lie about something that happened or something. Yeah. But I can't think of any particular incident.
Okay. What job did you have as a teenager?
A teenager?
Yeah.
Well, I worked in a supermarket when I was a teenager for Heinen's Supermarket. And then I also worked in a supermarket called Eagle Supermarket. Not Giant Eagle, but another supermarket named Eagle Supermarket.
Is there any, like, particular reason why you wanted to work, like, at a supermarket? Is there anything else you wanted to do that, like, maybe you couldn't?
Oh, back then?
Yeah.
Not really. It's just, you know, I wanted a job because I needed to make money, and my family had been worked in grocery stores. My brothers did, and my dad did. So it was kind of a place I went to because I had, you know, and my other parts of my family were in the grocery business, so it was kind of natural to go into that.
I want to know if you know this still or not, but do you remember how much money you would make, like an hour? Do you remember?
Oh, yeah. I started out, I think it was 71 cents an hour. Oh. That's the beginning, yeah.
Okay. How did you find out that you were going to be a father?
Well, my wife told me. I came home one day and she said that we're going to have a baby. She had gone to the doctor, got everything, you know, had the test done and everything.
Were you like, did you have a certain emotion? Were you happy, nervous?
No, I was very happy because we were trying to have a baby. We wanted to have a baby. We were married 2 years already and we didn't had a baby. So when it came along, we were glad.
How many kids did you guys have? You had my mom and
two. Tara's mom and her uncle, Tom.
Was there a different way that grandma told you for the different kids?
No.
Same way?
Same thing. Same way.
Okay. Would you want to go back to being a teenager?
No.
No. Why not?
You know, I had fun as a teenager most of the time, but I liked it better when I was on my own and I didn't have to live at home and I was, you know, I ran my own life instead of having to live with somebody else's rules and regulations.
So you like being like on your own?
On my own, yeah, I did like to be on my own and earning my own money and taking care of myself.
So if you could choose a specific age you can go back to, what would it be?
21.
What did you do during summer as a kid?
Well, as a kid, before I went to work, we used to go to the various parks where I lived in Cleveland Heights. There was Cumberland Park, which there was a big swimming pool there. We used to go swimming. And then there was Kane Park, which had a lot of ball fields, and we used to go play baseball and stuff like that.
Like I mentioned before, do you go on vacations or anything besides like Niagara Falls? Was there anywhere really to go?
When I was a kid, you mean?
As a kid, like during summer.
Well, when I had children, I bought a camper. We used to like to go camping a lot, yeah. Mm-hmm. And a couple times we went to stay at resorts where they had hotels and stuff. But that was just me and my wife. We would go to resort hotels, and it was nice.
Did you like going to school?
Up to a point, yeah. I liked to it, but well, it's kind of hard to put it into words, but I wasn't that good at it because I didn't put enough of myself into it. I should have done better.
If you could choose one grade that you thought you were really good at and one that you thought you weren't as good at, what would they be?
I was good at history, and I was never too good at math.
No. And if you could go back to a grade, like, would it be first grade, high school, where would you want to go back to?
Junior high school. We had a great junior high school. I really liked it there.
Did you have, like, a favorite subject?
It was always history. I was always a history buff.
Did you have a, like, favorite teacher?
Not that I can remember now.
What was your childhood like?
Well, it was kind of normal, I guess. It's, go to kindergarten and first grade and all that. It was. I had an older sister, as I mentioned before, and she kind of took care of me. And it was nice. You know, I got presents and my birthday and regular stuff.
What were your parents like?
They were kind of old-fashioned people. They lived quite a long time in Italy, in Sicily. But they were born in this country, so they were Americans, but they lived with family members overseas, and they had a lot of old ways about them, and I didn't like that.
Do you remember something as a child, like in your childhood, that you'll always remember?
I'm a child, I don't even remember. I just can't place it. No, it's so long ago now. You know, things, your memory fades away after a while.
What did you do, like, on weekends or, like, when you didn't have school?
On weekends?
Yeah. Whenever you didn't have school, what would you do?
Oh, well, like I say, we like to, on them days, when we were a little older, teenager, we used to like to hitchhike around the city and go to different places, and, we'd go down to get in the ballpark and watch the Indians play baseball or the Browns. And we'd go to different places like that, and just even out in the country, just to walk around out in the country.
Okay. What's your favorite family holiday?
Christmas was always a favorite. We had good Christmases.
Do you like going to see family and stuff? Is there, and being with family and friends and stuff? Is that why?
Are you talking about now?
Whenever, just like.
Well, I like my family now. All my aunts and uncles have passed on. I have cousins, but we're not close like we used to be anymore. Families move away from each other, and I don't see them anymore. So, but I'm glad I have my daughter and her children, and that's what I like.
Nowadays, would Christmas still be, like, your favorite holiday to be able to go see family and stuff?
I think so, yeah.
As a kid, where's, like, your favorite place to go? Just anywhere.
As a kid?
Yeah. Or, like, wherever, whenever.
I used to like to go to my one aunt's house. She had a real nice house, and there was a lot to do there.
Like what?
She lived in a house where it was... there was a lot of woods around, and we used to go in the woods and play games in the woods, you know, kids.
So did you see, like, your cousins a lot all the time?
And when I was little, yeah.
Like holidays?
Oh, holidays, yeah. We were always together, it seemed.
Okay. And tell me more about your cousins. What were they like?
Well, I was the oldest of the younger ones. There was a group of older cousins, but they were older than us. But I was in a group that was the younger ones, and we kind of hung around together, and we spent a lot of time together. We'd go to the movies and, you know, just do regular stuff, play games and whatever, you know.
How did you meet Grandma? How did you meet your wife? Well,
let's see. I was invited to a party that this church group that my wife belonged to, and that's where I met her.
Okay, that's cool. Let's see. Tell me about your wedding day. Did it go as planned? Would you want to change anything about what happened?
No, it was a snowy day in November. I remember that. Things went all right, yeah. It was we had a real nice church, and everything seemed to be fine. And we had a real nice reception at a nice hall with a lot of food, and everybody had a good time. There was a disc jockey there and everything.
What was my mom like as a kid?
She was the sweetest little girl, just like yourself. She was so sweet. She was funny. She was naturally funny.
Do you have any favorite memories or like stories about things she used to do?
Well, one thing that she, and in fact it kind of scared me, she kept falling and hitting her nose and having nosebleeds all the time.
Oh.
It was terrible. You know, but she would just come up with funny things all the time to make you laugh.
Let's see. Are there any classic family jokes or stories or songs, anything you can remember to share with me? Like, anything your family would...
You know, not to, no. I don't really have anything like that, no.
Let's see. What are your most vivid, like, memories of school? Did you have good memories, bad?
Well, they're mixed because, you know, when you go to school, as you know, it's work. It's not all play. You have... classes, you have to keep up on tests, and you have to keep up on homework, but there's good times too. There's the dances when you get into seniors, high school, and you know, the games and all that. Those are good.
Do you remember much about your grandparents?
Well, just my dad's parents. My mother's parents died long before I was born. And I got to be honest, they weren't too nice. I didn't care for them.
Yeah. Why?
Well, they were, number one, they couldn't speak English very well. So it was hard to get along with them. And they were just tough people.
Yeah. So you were in the war, correct?
No, well, I was never in a war. I was in the service, but... There was no war at the time I was in the service.
What do you remember about that?
Being in the service?
Yeah.
I was aboard ship almost all the time. In fact, I was on three different ships. They were all what we called fleet oilers. We were like floating gas stations. We fueled the other ships. And it was a lot of work. It was all night work sometimes, and my job was to keep the steam equipment aboard ship in working order.
Was it difficult, like, to be a part of the service? Were things
sometimes hard? It was, yeah. Sometimes it was. You had to be military. Is, you know, you have a lot of rules in the military, and you have to live up to them. So
Do you know which branch you served in?
Which what?
Branch.
I was in the U.S. Navy.
What motivated you to join the military?
Well, my brothers were in the Navy during the Korean War, and I kind of just followed them. I just thought it was time to go into service, and I didn't want to go in the Army, so I went in the Navy.
What kind of basic training did you have? What had to, like, how did you get prepared for military life?
Well, you go to a camp. The Navy had the closest one here was in Great Lakes, Illinois, which is near Chicago. And there have, these old barracks that were made during World War II that the wind blew right through them. So I was there in the wintertime and it was freezing all the time. You never had hot water. And you did a lot of marching around. You know.
Were you, like, unprepared for anything?
No, I they prepare you. They train you. They don't spring stuff on you, you know. They start you at, the level you're in when you join, and they work you up to being a regular sailor.
If you could choose one thing that was the most difficult part about being in the military, what would you say it was?
The most difficult thing?
Yeah.
Well, I think the work. It was sometimes, round the clock, and you didn't get a break, and that was tough.
If given the opportunity, would you serve in the military again?
Sure.
Why?
Well, I think it's a good thing to serve your country. I always felt that it was a duty to do that.
Mm-hmm. Was it like a big part of your life to be able to be in the military?
Sure, I spent 4 years in the military. You never forget something like that. I was young. I was 22 or 21 when I went in. And it was a big part of my life for 4 years. I was away from home, so I had to learn to, be on my own. Away from my parents, that is, away from my family. I had to learn to be away from them and rely on myself,
When you were able to see, your family, how many times would you be able to see them while you're in the military?
Well, a couple times a year. Yeah, I used to try to make it home for Christmas as much as I could. I didn't always was able to, but that's generally when I'd go home.
Thinking of all the jobs you've had, is there one that stands out as your favorite?
Oh, well, I really like working for the Cleveland Press. It was a newspaper. It's now out of business a long time, but I like that job.
When you were younger, did you ever imagine, what did you imagine your job would be? Did you ever think you would be in something specific?
You know what I wanted to be? I wanted to be a deep sea diver.
Why?
I thought it was adventurous, It was.
So, you like animals?
Do I like
deep seeing, you could, would you want to work with sea creatures? Or?
No, that isn't why I went in about the animals. I just wouldn't, I like the idea of working below in the ocean and stuff.
What lessons has working taught you?
Well, what it teaches you, you have to do what you have to do. You have functions that you have to complete. You have a job and you're assigned certain tasks and you have to complete them. And you have to be diligent in doing that.
If you could choose any career, what would you pick?
I'd like to have been a historian.
Why?
Well, I like the subject matter.
And that was your favorite in school, too.
Yes.
Let's see. When you were growing up, what role or, religion played in your life?
What, religion?
Yeah.
Well, when I was very young, it played a big part because the family was we were Roman Catholics, and it played a significant role in our upbringing.
Were there any, like, religious holidays?
Well, of course, Christmas and Easter were big ones. You know, we all got together, and we used to have big dinners and stuff like that.
Do those holidays, like, mean anything to you? Like,
not too much anymore, no.
What advice would you give to a first-time voter?
Well, you got to look into what the person is talking about. And if they're not saying things that you agree with, then that is not the person you want to vote for.
Have you voted before?
Oh, yeah.
What was it like to vote for your very first time?
Gee, I can't remember. It's a long time ago.
Let's see. What does civic participation mean to you?
What per?
Civic.
Civic?
Yeah.
Well, civic participation is, everybody should think about it because, we're all living in a community and it has to be that we get along, you know. There's rules and there's laws and, you know, people have to think about that. You know, you have a role to play in being a good citizen.
Yeah. How do you feel affected by this election?
Which election are you talking about?
This election, like...
The presidential election?
Yeah.
I was against the winner. I voted for the opposition. Not because I like the opposition, but because I didn't like Mr. Trump at all.
Yeah. Is there any specific reason why you didn't like him?
Because I listened to what he was saying and I didn't like at all what he was saying.
Do you have any traditions that have been passed down throughout family?
Traditions that had been passed down to who?
The family members.
I don't know. Maybe some of the foods we eat, they're traditional, you know. And getting together, having birthday parties and stuff like that.
Do you have a teacher or an adult that impacted your life while you were growing up?
Well, there was one teacher I had in a fourth grade that I can remember. It was a lady. Her name was Mrs. Hatch. And she was really great. I really liked her.
Why did you like her so much?
Well, she was true. I mean, she was not... She was authentic. She wasn't... She treated the kids not as little kids, but as, you know, people.
Thinking about future generations and knowing that they may hear this recording, is there wisdom or advice you would share with them?
You're not gonna like it. Don't rely too much on electronics. You got your nose in them phones all the time. Do something else.
Well, that is it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Answering my questions.
You're welcome. Okay.
Thank you.
Did you agree to that?
Yeah, that was fun.
I hope it was good. Did you like what I
Yeah, I didn't know a lot of that.